This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thanksgiving Day special. Yep, it's Thanksgiving Day, and we are here live and in living color, myself and the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and we hope that you're going to have a great Thanksgiving, and if you're having to work today, we hope you're going to make it as pleasant a day as you can. Now, we broadcast, of course, from my flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about all those that are out there working to keep us free and safe. And also, let's also remember our people that are working on the Third Watch, whether or not you're driving an 18-wheeler out there, like we heard from one of our trucker friends here a little while ago, or whether or not you're a suicide jockey delivering the fuel out there for the gas stations or heating oil up north or whatever the situation might be, because a lot of those guys are working today. And, of course, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Find us over there, Captain's America, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a caller here. Let me go over to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain. This is Tom from Clearwater.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I was just calling to wish you and Kyle and Denise a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and right back at you. And you got some great plans for today?
Yeah. Several years ago, we started a new family tradition. We have a get-together at one of the county parks.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Cook a big brunch, you know, and easy cleanup that way.
You don't do the broiler, what is it, cook the turkey in the trash can type deal, do you?
You know, we have, but we're not doing it this year.
Okay.
That works pretty well.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that, and I had the chance to have some of that turkey one time, but I think they kind of got away from doing it. Maybe it's because of what it costs to light a fire in the trash can.
It is more work, that's for sure.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much, and have yourself a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, Kyle.
No, it's great to hear from Tom, and yes, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Now, the Respect for Marriage Act will expose religious schools and nonprofits to lawsuits, so says the Heritage Foundation, of course, a conservative think tank, which is spending $1 million to run ads during NFL football games against codifying the new bill. Now, they want to bring that out and vote for it, I think, next week. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe there's 12 Republicans that want to vote for this, too. I want to say they're senators, but I might be wrong on that.
No, they are senators. There's 12 of them, and they joined in bringing the bill and setting it forth so that it can go to the final vote. And, of course, it's expected to pass in the Senate. There's an interesting thing going on here, though, Captain. Right now in the United States, gay people can get married and people can go to church. What this bill evidently does, is designed to do, is supposed to codify the idea of same-sex marriage if that particular state of affairs comes under threat. That is to say, the Supreme Court decision would somehow be reversed or be looked at again in some way. But that being said, you still do have sort of this antagonism towards religious beliefs, seriously held religious beliefs, and church tradition by some, I think, who are going to try to use something like this in order to make their point of view forced onto other people. So, as I said, right now the state of affairs is people can do what they want to do, and I think it'll stay that way.
Now, we've just heard that the night manager or lead man, is that was his official title, at that Walmart Supercenter in Chesapeake, Virginia, who killed at least seven, including himself, and injured a bunch of people, too, in the shooting rampage. He had a manifesto on his phone as to why he was doing it and why he was singling out certain people that were in the break room at that time, because they were having an employee meeting when he did all of this.
Well, Captain, the manifestos and so forth, you know, we don't want to ever give someone a platform at all.
No, and I'm not even going to mention it. Even if I did know what it was said, I'm not going to mention it.
Well, of course not. Exactly. And it's a terrible act of hate and cowardice. And just as a terrible, terrible tragedy. And yes, I think this person is correct. You know, they would have done something else to this person if they got their hands on him.
Yes, they would have. I'm absolutely sure of that. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music in my ear. Folks, we are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thanksgiving Day special. We're here for Thanksgiving, and we hope you're having a good day and got good plans.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much. That is Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com is his website. He has a great podcast he puts out. He also writes a lot of great articles. You can go over there and sign up for his articles, subscribe to them, and he'll send them to you when he writes them. And he's on my program twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, and we look forward to having him. He's been my longest-running guest here in the program, one of my first guests when I first came on the air many years ago, and he's been with me ever since. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. Told you about them many times before. They have got a great product. It's a product that if you're in pain, if you have inflammation, if you have suffering, and you just can't seem to get rid of it because you're taking whatever it is you're taking, how about trying Relief Factor with a three-week quick start for $19.95? You might be shocked when you find out it works. I know I was. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I was kind of like at the end of my rope. I was taking all these different things, and I finally got on some prescription pills, and they didn't really work. I couldn't believe it. They really didn't work. And all they did was make me a little bit woozy, a little bit drowsy from time to time. And I couldn't have that because I needed to be awake and sharp at what I did because of working in the fire service and driving part-time with my trucking company that my wife ran. So I had to be right. So I got rid of them. Rest was history. I get on Relief Factor. And the reason I did was because it was all natural. The ingredients that are in Relief Factor, certainly turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. Never seen anything quite like it. And it works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. It's just that simple. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain on the website. Go over there, check it out, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Because as Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And that is absolutely true. Truer statements were never, never made. Never made. Now, I don't know if you saw this. I did see it because I had to look at the little crybaby. But Allison Camerota, when she was on Fox, I always thought that she was putting on a game, putting on an act. And she was, because her real home where she could be herself was over at CNN, where she's currently one of the morning anchors on the morning show. Now, Allison Camerota expressed shock on Tuesday over a new development in the Club Q massacre that undermines the narrative blaming Republicans for the incident. She said Democrats in the media are suggesting that they are partially responsible for the massacre. Well, finally, somebody speaks up in the media and says something correct on the left side of the aisle.
Well, right. Well, we found out, of course, that the Club Q massacre, the shooting there, evidently the shooter identified as non-binary. So it does sort of take away the narrative that some of the media want to project as a result of this terrible tragedy and feed off that tragedy. And I just find that despicable, Captain.
Yeah.
We have to get the facts, and we have to know what happened, and we may never know exactly what motivated this person, but at least at first glance, it doesn't seem to fit the narrative that many in the media wanted to create about it. And so that's, you know, to be in the news business, you have to be a little more serious and responsible than that.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. KyleWarrenShow.com is his website. Now, Taiwan backed out of the Iran munition deals that they had after the U.S. was critical of the response that was going on there with the fact that Taiwan was actually buying ammunition and helping out Iran at a time when they shouldn't be.
Well, absolutely. Isolating Iran and keeping Iran from prospering in any way, shape, or form is really the order of the day right now. So that's a good thing. And of course, Taiwan continues to be under threat. And I have a feeling, Captain, that we'll be seeing developments there in the near term.
Now, have you been watching what's been going on between China and India with their battle of Asian aerospace?
Not in the full sense, but I do know that, of course, China has big designs for their aerospace industry and certainly exploration of outer space.
Well, so does India.
Right.
So I wonder what they're going to do.
Well, China certainly has amazing resources that may be stronger in that sense than India, perhaps. But we're seeing real changes and developments in different parts of the world that are going to eventually start to rival what the United States is able to do if the United States doesn't really try to stay on par and move forward.
Right. Now, we also heard from a former Democrat turned Republican a couple years ago, Representative Jeff Van Drew. He's now a Republican representative in New Jersey. He said that Joe Biden must, I use the word must, reinstate the unvaccinated military members.
Well, didn't we see a court decision in New York, I believe, just recently that dealt with this exact thing?
Yep.
And so it would seem to me, Captain, that building on that, that would be the next logical step.
And this administration is known for not necessarily following what the court tells them to do.
Well, right, and of course they'll try to draw it out or what have you. And it, to a great degree, it wasn't about trying to, quote, keep people safe, or as Joe Biden might say, if you get the shot, you won't get the virus, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't think it was about that. It was about control and power, and you do what we tell you when we tell you to do it. I think that they didn't have a real good basis for doing that.
Now, we now know that a grand jury
has found ballot fraud in New York City in a city council race. Oh, say it ain't so, say it ain't so. And releases a report calling for changes to the state election laws. None of this surprises me. How about you?
Well, no, not at all. And, of course, the election fraud is one of the oldest tricks in the book, basically. And it was during the 2020 election, of course, that we were told that there was no election fraud. And to say so would be attacking our democracy. Well, of course there's election fraud. And when we find it, we have to do something about it. This is, of course, a great start in this small way here.
I don't mind attacking our democracy because we're not a democracy.
Right.
Constitutional Republic.
Well, of course. But, of course, it was leveled at people who so simply asked the question, how did that happen? Or what was happening during this period of time when we couldn't watch them counting any votes? So is there anything happening there? No, don't do that. You're just, attacking our democracy, which is a way of trying to shout people down and keep people from asking legitimate questions. That's not an open society. That's bordering on a totalitarian society.
Now, China and the United States had a face-to-face meeting with their defense secretaries, if you will, and it was in Cambodia. It was the second time that they've met face-to-face like that. I'm not sure that anything really got decided out of it, but I'm not even sure what they were trying to do, but they had their meeting, and that's all I know.
Well, and it's good to have meetings in the grand sense. It's good to have some kind of open lines of communication. But no matter what was said in that meeting, Captain, they could have talked as tough as they wanted to. But the Chinese government, President Xi in particular, are simply sizing up Joe Biden. That's going to be, I think, the main factor in their decision when they decide to, reunify China with Taiwan.
Now, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators is pushing the Biden administration to transfer the advanced MQ-1C Gray Eagle drones that can carry Hellfire missiles to the Ukraine. I don't know if they'll do it or not, but they say, hey, you got to give them these drones.
Well, navigating the waters of how do you support Ukraine in order to help stop this war, drive Russia out, make them stop, make them say uncle, and make them quit doing what they're doing, navigate that with the potential that Putin can say you're now directly supporting your part of this war.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. We're coming back, folks, with the bottom of the hour. Your stations get a chance to do their local news and their weather and this, that, and the other, and all that. And we'll be back right after that. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. An AARP poll released Tuesday found that Republican Herschel Walker and Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat from Georgia, are within the margin of error in Georgia's U.S. Senate runoff race, which will take place on December the 6th. Walker got 47% support, while Warnock had 51%. The parents of Brian Laundrie will have to answer a range of questions in a civil lawsuit regarding his former fiancée, Gabby Petito. A Florida judge denied a motion that would have limited the scope of questioning in connection to the events leading up to Petito's death. Petito's parents are accusing the Laundries of knowing that their son killed his fiance during a cross-country trip last year before he took his own life. The promoter of Taylor Swift's upcoming tour says it had no choice but to use Ticketmaster. A majority of venues on the tour have exclusive deals with the ticket vendor, which meant they didn't have a choice. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell them the captain sent you, and here's why. HeroesMile.com, the website. That's Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com, the website, has branched into a lot more different areas than the way they started. Now, it wasn't just about PTSD or about alcoholism or about depression or that sort of stuff. That was always one of the main priorities, as you well know, in dealing with veterans and the problems that they have. But now, it's about helping you with your finances. It's about helping you with your marriage if you've got some marriage trouble. It's about helping you with starting a business, helping you get the paperwork started and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And these are all veterans that you'll be working with. Veterans working with veterans. It does not get any better than that. And they all have a vested interest in seeing to it that you do good. Now, in addition, if you're a first responder and you're having problems, they can help you out too. Same scenario, heroesmile.com, the website. Their phone number, if you want to call, make an appointment, or find out more about them by talking to someone on the phone, is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. One more time, 888-VET-NOW. The number 2, that's their telephone number. HeroesMile.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer. I'm telling you right now, you are going to love the way you'll be treated and what they can do to help you. You're going to love it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We talked about a lot of different stuff there during the course of the first hour. Everything is important that we talk about, especially when it comes to our veterans and the different things going on. But we now are going to have legislation coming back through the Congress. Now, I don't think they're going to put it through until the Republicans get in charge when they have the votes, but to make energy another priority to where we go after our own energy first, and all this stuff coming in, being imported from Russia or China, wherever the hell it's coming from, goes on the back burner again, and we are going to become energy self-sufficient, just like we did under Donald Trump when he was the president. That, to me, makes perfect sense.
Well, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense for our own national security as well, Captain. We've seen firsthand what happens if the energy can be cut off by some other country, namely Russia to Europe, this kind of thing, because of the war in Ukraine. And also, why send money off to countries that may not like us very much? The fact that the Democrats have ruined our energy independence is absolutely unconscionable.
Well, that's true, and we don't need anybody else. We've already proven that. We can do a little side shuffling on the side if you want, but the price of oil is way too high. Somebody said, the price of gasoline is down to $3.33 a gallon. Well, excuse me. I'll date myself and I'll go back to when Donald Trump was running for president, and on Election Day 2020, it was $1.87 a gallon right here in my backyard. And it had been that low for quite a while. And after Joe Biden got elected and started talking about fossil fuel and what he was going to do and this, that, and the other, it immediately jumped over $2 a gallon. And then it went to like $2.25, $2.40, $2.50. Then it started creeping up. And then it took that big jump where it got up way over $5, $6 a gallon, and the rest was history. And even though go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Captain, thank you. The idea, of course, is demonizing the oil companies as well. I think the Democrat administration loves to have high prices so that they can do just that, demonize the oil companies, as opposed to drilling for more oil and making sure there's more product available, which brings down the price.
Well, I am all for people making a profit running a business. That's what running a business is about. It's not about going out there and losing money day after day, night after night, and trying to stay in business. It doesn't happen that way in the real world. So, if the oil company makes some money so they can continue to drill for oil in other parts of the country, I'm all for it. Now, are they charging too much right now? In some cases, they might be. But guess what that charge is mostly about, Kyle?
What's that?
Tax. Your state, California, has a flat, it was the last tax they passed, $1 a gallon.
Yes, it's really something, and it's all baked into everybody's expenses in California and so forth, and people in different states look at what's happening in California and are literally shocked by the prices that people pay here.
It's the same way back east, Pennsylvania, New York, highest tax state in the country, short of California in some cases. Connecticut is another state that has just an astronomical gasoline tax. Massachusetts had one, but they lowered it a little bit because they realized that they couldn't compete with the market, if you will. But the thing of it is you look at the taxes in these different states and you'll see why they have to charge the amount of money that they do. And it's just a shame because people get screwed.
Well, of course. Under Trump, of course, we had a much better environment. And there was much more stability and confidence in what tomorrow would bring for oil drilling or production, and so that also goes a long way. Right now, I think oil companies are sitting there saying, "My goodness, what are they going to do to us next? What is the president going to say next?"
and it creates a real hostile environment.
Well, there's a lot of people that are talking about a ticket in 2024 of Donald Trump for president, Ron DeSantis for vice president. And it has some merit. I don't know if DeSantis would do it, but it has some merit. But I will tell you that in doing that, you would have to give DeSantis something to do that he's very good at. For example, he's the best governor in the country. The best economy in America is right here in my state. The most freedom from the COVID lockdowns right here. Masks and other dangerous vaccines of any state in America right here, Florida. And the best election fraud prevention system in America is right here in Florida. Those are all extreme positives. And if you put DeSantis in charge of, say, the voting and the laws that need to be created across the country, he would make sure nobody could rig, cheat, or steal elections anywhere.
Well, that would be really something. And, of course, it remains to be seen, you know, how much traction Donald Trump is going to be getting, only because we're so early in this process. You know, it's right after these midterms have just concluded, basically, but we don't know what the world's going to look like in a year from now.
Well, think about this for a second. No universal mail-in ballots allowed. No ballot drop boxes. No ballot harvesting. No counting ballots for days after Election Day. The strictest laws against voter fraud in the nation could be brought forward. And remember, Florida has something a lot of states don't. We have voter ID. Because of that, it's really difficult to cheat in Florida.
Well, sure. And you have to be able to identify yourself to participate in our society. In fact, I actually had to go down to the California Department of Motor Vehicles the other day in person to renew my driver's license because they only renew it a few times, you know, without having to have you physically come in.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that very thing that day, Captain. Yeah. I'm standing in line. I'm thinking, you have to identify yourself.
Now, there's only one little problem, because if Trump were to run with DeSantis, Trump would have to move out of Florida because no two candidates on the same ticket can reside in the same state. That's an Electoral College rule. So, therefore, Trump might think about moving to his official residence in Las Vegas where he has his casino.
Could very well be, yeah.
Sure, he could still be in Florida, but he could make his residence Las Vegas, Nevada, and problem solved. There you go. All right, folks, I got the music coming up in my ear. Kyle Warren and I will be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at what's going on out there again. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Group.
That's the ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra.
And what's the name of that song?
That's Evil Woman. That came out back in 1975. Jeff Lynne, of course, in ELO. Great song. Classic song now.
And there were probably a half dozen groups that did that song over the years.
I think so. But ELO was really ahead of its time, too.
Oh, yeah. They had the instruments they had. That was just unbelievable. Okay, well, take it away, Mr. Kyle, and I got some updates in Texas on the storm. They're not going to want to hear this one, but take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We, of course, are looking at the fog that we were telling our drivers about last hour. This is in the Portland, Oregon area, and this is going to go a little bit north of Portland, looks like, and now up towards Seattle even, so you want to be aware of that. And, of course, south of Portland down towards Eugene on Interstate 5, be very careful. And if you're coming down the I-25 corridor to northern Wyoming and down towards Casper, Wyoming, you definitely have some snow showers there to be expected, 1 to 3 inches. You got 6 inches right now expected on Casper Mountain, but you also have some high winds that can be expected in that area, 30 to 50 mile an hour gusts, we understand, so you want to be careful if you're heading through there. The southwest corner of New Mexico tonight, winter storm watch, you can also get a lot of snow there, 6 to 12 inches is possible above 7,500 feet, about 7 inches elsewhere, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. Again, that's the southeast corner of New Mexico. High winds out in Southern California, especially in the high desert, high-profile vehicles, be careful.
Well, folks, just when you thought it couldn't get any more interesting in Texas, from Amarillo south on down to I-20 and down below Pecos down to I-10, we now have a winter storm warning just inside the New Mexico state line, just south of Lubbock, on down to I-20, in the vicinity of, well, it's actually west of Midland a little ways, but not that far. And the winter storm watch goes all the way across to Sweetwater, Texas, on I-20, from the junction of Pecos, I-10, and I-20, and down to Fort Stockton as well on I-10. Now, this is a pretty good-sized area there. There's a little bit of elevation there, not a lot, but that's what they call the hills of West Texas. So you might want to be careful, especially if you run into the snow and or the ice. It could start as rain or freezing rain and sleet and then become snow before it all decides to end. And it's going to be moving from the west to the east during the course of the day. Now, down below in South Texas, we have unsettled weather down there. Could be rain. Could be just wind, but right now it looks like it's going to be a mixture of both, from Brownsville on up to Corpus Christi. We've got a little bit of fog around Houston tonight to talk about, a little bit of fog around New Orleans to talk about, and we've got some changing skies and weather, if you will, in the southeastern part of Florida, where it looks like we may get some rain during the later course of the day down there. Got some gale winds tonight up along Savannah, Georgia way. It's been that way for the past couple of days. We've also got some winds off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We've got some very strong and powerful waves, rip currents up through there, and the waves will take you all the way to Nova Scotia. So there you go. Now, we've got some fog in southeastern Pennsylvania tonight, too. So be advised of that, and let's not forget about the fact that we do have also down below over in the central part of Kansas, we've got fog tonight, and it goes up just a little bit inside Nebraska, central part of Nebraska as well. And again, down in the south, we'll keep our eyes down there because we do have a storm that could be developing down there. Coming across to the east with severe thunderstorms and a lot of rain. We'll know here a little bit more in about 3 to 4 hours when it becomes daylight and they get into the daytime heating as to what's going to happen. All right. So, Mr. Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we can always count on the pilot and Flying J to be there when we need them, largest truck stop chain in the country.
That's exactly right. Find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much and what he does with the program. And, of course, coming up right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're just going to tease a little something because it's quite a subject to talk about, but Denise Simon, Mr. Erdogan shot his mouth off again in Turkey, and he's done something to indirectly put about, I guess, 900 of our troops in harm's way over there in Syria.
Yeah, we, I think there's a bunch of Islamic State prisoners. We have been still in a ground war over there. But there was recently some kind of a blast or explosion inside of Turkey, and he's blaming it on the Kurds. So we are embedded with the Kurds, and the Kurds are with us, and the same thing is happening in Iraq. So we have a very dangerous and building situation against the Kurds, and they've been our friends. But Erdogan has already said that he has, if we don't do something, that he plans to bomb the area of which the U.S. troops are operating in Syria. So we forget about Syria, and we shouldn't, but it is quickly coming to a head. This is not a good situation, but we have a NATO ally. I say that with air quotes.
Yeah, and they should be booted out.
They should be threatening another NATO ally.
Yeah, they should be booted out. There should be an immediate meeting of NATO, Emergency Council, whatever you want to call it, and tell Erdogan here. Yeah, and tell Erdogan, here's the deal: sit down, shut up, be quiet, or you're done.
That doesn't happen in the United Nations.
Well, I meant NATO. NATO.
Yeah, well, it won't happen there either.
Well, it's too bad it can't, because that's what they need to do. Erdogan only understands tough talk. That's all he understands. He's a bully himself, as you well know.
Well, we have a conflict, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not a good one.
No, we got 900 troops in the middle of it. I did not realize you had that many troops over there, but we do.
They've been there all this time.
Yeah, well, they've added to it a little bit there, because last I knew it was around 300, then it was around 500, and now I hear 900. So somehow or another, we got more along the line. By the way, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Okay, folks, when we come back, lots more to talk about here with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we're going to let you know what's going on in the world in which you live. A lot of military stuff going on, too, as well as political stuff. Boy, oh boy, you just don't know where it's going to stop. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.